Lesson 8C, Exercise 1.
Solving the food crisis. Every night, almost 1 billion people go to bed hungry. How can we feed all these undernourished people? Farmers all over the world have to contend with weather, insects, and natural disasters, which are capable of destroying crops and ruining years of hard work. And the population is set to rise to 9 billion by 2050. Here are four possible solutions. GM crops. Proponents of genetically modified crops, GM crops, claim that they will hugely increase food production. Scientists have developed drought-resistant and disease-resistant crops, more productive crops, and crops with increased vitamins. Anti-GM protesters worry about health risks and damage to other plants that grow near the GM crops. Vertical farming. Another answer could be to grow food in buildings. Advocates of vertical farming are suggesting we construct multi-story climate-controlled farm buildings in the heart of our cities. One indoor hectare of land would be equivalent to about 5 hectares outdoors, so we could grow year-round crops that would easily feed whole cities. Opponents point to the cost, the increased energy use, and the effect on farmers. Eat less meat. Others say the solution lies not in new technologies, but in eating less meat. It takes about 7 kilos of corn to produce 1 kilo of beef. That quantity of corn will keep more people alive than that quantity of beef. But this is a message the world doesn't want to hear. Meat consumption is rising steeply. Increase aid. Rich countries have far more food than they need and waste vast amounts of it. 6.7 million tons a year in the UK alone. We can afford to send surplus food to people who desperately need it. We could also simply give more money to developing countries so they can buy food. Critics say that this makes people dependent on rich countries and is only a short-term solution.